Very well.
And on that note, I do believe that we might, in fact, be live.
Excellent.
Welcome to Pack Tactics, a hit, well, not a hit in Abyss. Yeah, that's the other game. A fifth edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. It is my first week after spending 11 weeks teaching two classes that are in different rooms simultaneously. And I'm a little loopy about that, but not as loopy as some people who are dealing with much worse problems at this point. That said, it's an all-kobold campaign. Tonight I'm joined by a bunch of incredibly awesome people, and I'm so happy to get to spend time with them, including Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, Cindy. We have Alice hanging out in chat in Discord. We also have Arshbeth hanging out in chat on Mixer. That's mixer.com/crashthedm. And, well, we had a lot of fun the past few weeks, but I'm trying to wrap my head around what happened last week. What happened?
Neri made a new friend.
It's true. Neri made a new friend.
Right.
We had a bad problem and went to space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Went to space anyway.
Right, right.
Yes.
Now, I messed last week. Are we in space currently?
We are.
Yeah. We're in space.
Yes.
How many times did Dax pass out?
Only once.
At least once.
At least once.
Okay.
Better ship now, though. You know.
Okay.
Better ship.
Mm-hmm. You only have a robot out. Now. Yes, you only passed out when the robot went to open the hatch to the top of the ship, and that's when your character failed their constitution or charisma save. I forget which it was, but otherwise you did okay.
I think it was constitution.
I think it was constitution.
Okay.
Yep.
Actually, there's an important point to be made for Chris, for Chris's behalf. We're level 4 now.
Oh, I'll fix that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's important to know.
Wait, did I do the thing?
I mean, it's not that important.
I think I did the thing.
I mean, it's level 4 for a cleric.
That's nice.
It's pretty important.
Right, right. It's not that important. I mean, you still have your first level spells.
We
fought an asteroid monster that ate me.
Oh, yeah. Neri got tired and let the robot take over piloting, and the robot promptly crashed into an asteroid that tried to eat, and actually did eat, Jen's character.
Yes.
The curse is broken. It wasn't Chris's character.
I'm genuinely really pleased about that.
I knew you would be.
And
yes.
Then we murdered the asteroid, and I want to repeat that for anybody who's listening. We murdered the asteroid.
Yes.
And then Jen found a little pair of... a Dax? Is that right?
Zax.
Zax.
He's Dax. Doing this again.
Right.
Oh, no. It gets better, because, Chris, you weren't here for the Saturday campaign, but we had a whole Gox, Sox, and Fox moment with Millie.
We did.
Yeah.
It was part of a conversation with the character. And
Chris has Dax in his name. Crash has Fax in his name. So Zax is the one that I need to remember. Okay.
Yes.
So yes. Zax wound up with a parasite attached to her back.
Right, because after killing the asteroid, I went back in because there was some kind of shiny thing in there. So after getting out of being eaten by a monster, I went right back in for loot. And,
it's a parasite that apparently eats healing.
Yes.
So I would have been useless.
And then Neri pair bonded with the parasite somehow.
Not so much pair bonded, but rolled over 20 for an animal handling check.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally found the pistol stats in D&D Beyond and added one to my sheet.
Yes.
Doomed. You are all doomed.
Yes.
And then we proceeded onward. After having cast the dead asteroid, I repeat for anyone who's listening, the dead asteroid.
Yes.
Into the cosmos.
Yep.
I have whole person again. That means I can, I'm like...
Oh, no.
If I was not the DM, I would have concerns. You can't cast whole person on me.
Because you're the DM, you are here for this content.
I am here for the repercussions of this content.
barbarians have a half level hold person. That's called grappling.
That's true, it is.
So if you throw someone off the ship at just the right angle, they will orbit it, just so you know.
Yep.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
And terrifying.
So how are we going to die this evening?
That's a very good question.
Gosh, I don't know.
First, we have to find the moon.
Yes, I was going
to
say.
We did find the moon. We were following it. We got all hung up in the whole thing we just explained, and then we can't find the moon anymore.
Everyone rolled really low on perception checks after the whole asteroid fight.
Yeah.
No one can find which direction the moon is in.
Right.
In my defense, I have a negative wisdom modifier.
What?
In my defense, I was being drained by a little creature.
No, we didn't.
May I roll to find the moon?
And sure. we're being forced to use active rolls.
Because you're actively looking. And you do have the option. Oh, there we go. That's a dirty 20. So
see, that's all we hit. We needed him once to again, show up.
Once again, I am the finder.
Apparently so. So here's what's taking place. Each of you took a turn with the spyglass that JR found somewhere in the ship's cabin. JR, by the way.
JR is the robot.
Yes.
He's the robot.
JR
waves.
Is,
he does not talk.
Yeah, JR is short for jury-rigged robot. Its full name is Cogbucket JR. So they are the child of Cogbucket.
Oh.
Yes, they are a skeleton because Cogbucket...
You remember in Star Wars Episode 1, C-3PO, without the cladding on? Mm-hmm. That's what JR looks like.
That is adorable, and just because of that, I love him.
Well,
and we've already floated the idea of putting him in a trench coat and having kobolds hide in his ribcage.
Oh, you guys are geniuses.
So, Cogbucket JR, when Cogbucket built JR, who has frequently been called Junior, and it doesn't seem to mind, Cogbucket's idea was he didn't want to make a lot of decisions for how JR would be JR. The underlying proportions in the skeletal structure are the same as Cogbucket's. But after Cogbucket built the skeleton, he just stopped and figured JR would make the decisions for things like overall appearance, what's going on over top. If anything ever goes on top, maybe it just wants to be a skeleton for the rest of its life, and that's fine. But appearance, pronouns, gender and all that kind of stuff, that's going to be for JR to decide as JR builds more life experiences. It's going to be totally up to them. Matter of fact, even voice, it doesn't speak because it hasn't decided how it wants to sound yet.
Plus the DM has 5 voices.
Well, this is also true, but if I went the other way, I would have just had Cogbucket JR sound like Cogbucket because based off of Cogbucket. I mean, Cogbucket 5000 sounded just like Cogbucket 1, so I could probably just do that again. In this case, whatever. Now, the most notable thing that happened for Cogbucket JR was Chroma built them a chair.
That's true. It was a really good chair.
Yes. You rolled high, and Cogbucket had never been built a chair before. It's quite possible that Cogbucket had never been given an opportunity to sit down before. So they truly appreciate the experience of using their knees. But they have this spyglass, and they hand it to each of the characters in turn. And now they've handed it to Dax. And Dax goes and looks through. And I'm assuming Dax is in the main cabin where the helm is, because it is possible to seal that area airtight. And you're looking through giant crystal eyeballs in the front of the ship. So it's more like looking through an aquarium at the blank vastness of space as opposed to being just out there in the blank vastness of space with a diminishing air supply. So it's less terrifying. And you hold the spyglass up to your eye and you look through and you see what looks like an eye looking back at you.
I found it.
It looks like an eye looking back at you because there is this black circle surrounded by a luminescent circle that's going around the whole thing.
Ooh, an eclipse.
I think I found it.
Now, keep in mind, no one else saw this. You're the first one to look through a spyglass and go, oh, wow, hey, check that out. Everyone else was looking at their or something.
May I go to the
To the
helm?
You may certainly go to the helm. Was someone saying it earlier?
Last I left it, I was going to sleep, and I think
JR's there.
JR, may I plug myself in, please?
JR reluctantly stands up, then immediately goes over and sits down in their chair.
I plug myself.
You lose all of your spell slots.
Okay, okay. What's Fine, I have a staff for healing.
What's the highest level spell you can cast?
Second levels. Three okay. of them.
Duly noted. Why was the DM asking this? No reason. It's fine. It's all fine.
And I set a course for what I believe is the moon.
Okay. About half an hour later, Neri, you get a message sent to your head. It's from Fiddle Punch. Are you seeing this? It looks like the moon has a halo. You can reply to this message.
Okay. I will go out and check to see if the moon has a halo.
Go ahead and give me a perception check. With a 26, I will say that, yes, it definitely does. You can definitely see this glowing... What from this distance, it's a dark circle surrounded by a larger psychedelic, almost, circle. And once you can pick it out with the spyglass, like you can't see details with just your eyes, but you can definitely tell where it is.
Gotcha.
Dax is definitely moving you in the right direction, so it's getting larger. You
also,
are gaining.
I want to note that 26 is after I successfully didn't roll 1d20 plus 77.
What do you see? Oh!
Turn it off!
Yeah, I'll reply, yes, I see a halo around the moon. I thought it was an artifact of traveling in space. What's going on?
You're in a better position to find that out than we are. Let us know. You can reply to this message.
You got it. We'll let you know. Also, everything's well here.
We're fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
How are you?
Make him use another spell slot.
Well, yeah, we should have put built a sending stone into the helm or something, or built a communication station in.
Eventually, I will have sending.
That is one of my infused items.
Eventually, I will have sending.
Captain, we're receiving a hail from Circulus.
On screen,
it's a Kenku.
Murder!
Oh no!
By the way, Chris, something that happened. Recently, Millie made a mistake for her Kenku character in the Saturday game. I asked Mungo once for her to give me a backstory for Paige.
Oh, God.
And she didn't. So I made one up for her.
Oh, that went badly.
This is why I always give you backstories. Because at least if I give you something, then I have had a little bit of a say in it. And I know kind of where the potential... offshoots are going to be. If you made it yourself,
I'm terrified.
It's making me want to, at some point, make a character and see what you make up. But I won't do that because that would be more work for you.
Well, I honestly...
Yeah, the thoughtcaster.
On more than one occasion, at the drop of a hat, I made up entire religions for Chris's characters.
Mm-hmm. I want to say... Literally within 30 seconds of each other, EO was talking about making up a character without any backstory, and EO's mom, Beth, was talking about amnesia in the chat.
Oh, no.
I appreciate this.
And then
this
Cindy
content.
Brought up the amnesiac spellcaster.
So I bring this up only because, one, it's funny, and two... Chris, you as a person might appreciate what I've done with Paige's backstory, but that's off-camera type stuff.
Yes.
All right, so you are continuing. This is your second day in space, by the way, because you don't level up without a long rest, and you've had a long rest, and you are level 4. And you are getting closer and closer to the moon. Matter of fact, you're reaching the point where it's about the same size, relatively speaking, from what you can see, to what it looked like when you were on Circulus looking up at it. So you've definitely been catching up to it. And as you start thinking about, you know, we might actually catch up to it today. We might actually, like, it's moving away from us, so we're not moving towards it as fast as we did when we took our maiden voyage. It shrinks down to nothing and disappears.
That goes to war.
Oh no.
That's not supposed to happen.
Please tell me that's what an invisibility spell looks like.
Cast on the moon?
I don't think you can cast on that big.
A 12th level spell.
Last week we didn't think you could move the moon.
I mean, yes, but that's a fair
moving
point.
Is different. Moving something is... Well, I mean, we're moving a thing, so I guess it would mostly be a function of getting a chair or something that could move an entire moon, which is scary, but not as scary as being able to cast an invisibility spell on the whole thing.
So I will add an additional detail. As it appeared to shrink down into nothing, I'm not going to require new rolls, but I will say with Dax's dirty 20 and Neri's 26. Oh my gosh, that's adorable. I forgot about that. Thank you. Thank you, Ellie, for reminding me about that wonderful game that you made for the Pico 8. It's fantastic. Should probably link to that in the show notes. What you saw was that halo going around it that was almost psychedelic in its colors. It was sort of like wishy-washy and flowing. That went away first. And then it was kind of like a circle at the end of a Looney Tunes cartoon closing in around it. There was no anthropomorphic pig stuttering and telling you that that was it.
That's all, folks.
Which, to be fair, if you did see one at scale, that would be the most terrifying thing I put in any campaign. And I would see Tiamat and the Tarrasque at you in the same session.
Yeah.
They're pigs. Yeah. They're pigs in space.
I do believe you mean pigs in space. And I just startled my cat. Moving on. So, what do you do now that the moon is gone again?
Does anybody have sending?
Nope.
It's a third level spell. Not there yet. Soon.
JR tentatively raises one hand.
All right. Oh.
And then it puts it down at like parallel to the floor and then rotates the wrist in the universal symbol of it kinda.
You can send a message to somebody, but not anybody. Is that right?
You get a nod.
You can send it to Cogbucket?
You get a nod.
All right. That sounds like a great idea. The moon, completely left.
Will you please send a message to Cogbucket, letting him know that the moon has completely disappeared from our point of view.
It went joop.
We may not be able to pursue it.
Unless we can figure out how to go joop. I hope it went somewhere.
That's, yeah. I don't know. It sounds like a big
decision. You got 25 words to work with, people.
Cogbucket has not.
Yeah, and I'm trying to keep it.
Dax, have I ever said something in less than 25 words?
Exactly.
No. So, Junior, you should pay attention to me.
Exactly.
Right, you should pay attention to her.
Junior looks over at Neri and stares.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
A small parasitic organism rests gently on your shoulder.
Please contact Cogbucket if you can, and let him know that the moon has disappeared from our perspective. It looks like it has sped up, and we are unable to follow. Ask for guidance.
Archbeth wins the pun of the evening so far. Parasitic organism.
Huh? Yep.
I hate all of you and your puns.
Also,
you keep coming back.
I know.
For the record, even if her character is not this wise, Neri actually now has a wisdom of 20, so...
Neri has more wisdom than the cleric.
Neri has over twice as much wisdom as me.
This is what I get for saying, oh yeah, any magical item that isn't a legendary, go ahead and equip. And if it's legendary, ask me first. Mm-hmm. Most of you were settle in for like Thor's hammer and a stick.
You know
I
what?
Just wanted a healing stick and a magic carpet.
I just took Boots of the Winterlands and a bag of holding and a decanter of endless water. I only have uncommon quality ones, but that's because I can make things.
Neri gets no stat bonuses from her magic items. I just rolled well and put two ability score increases into dexterity and wisdom, respectively.
Okay, so we were rolling? Okay, my bad.
Well, I allow stats to be rolled. I also allow like a general array or point buying. I haven't really been pressed on any one particular method of doing it, so long as you're honest with yourself. No, really, I totally rolled 18 for every single stat. My character can do everything.
I mean, it's boring.
Absurd.
There have been games where I rolled a 10 or an 11 for every single stat.
I pasted my rolls into chat.
Before we go any further, I would just like to both thank Aaron and inform Aaron how much I hate him with that absurd reference.
I am doing my job.
Yep.
And let's face it, some of the chaos that the players have done have made me feel the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. Absurd. So you get another message, and I'm going to say this time it is sent to Zenosha. You get a sending from Cogbucket. Friend Zenosha, I've been told that the moon has disappeared again. After consulting with Cogbucket, keep going in the same direction, but be careful.
Okay, thank you, Cogbucket. So, Cogbucket and Fiddlepunch say we should keep going the same direction, and also said to be careful, which is kind of ominous. It's making me nervous.
Well, would you like me to punch it? And just go as fast as we can.
Will we run out of fuel if we do that? I mean,
I don't think we need fuel.
I mean,
oh right, yeah.
You do need fuel. The fuel is your spell slots.
Yeah, I was going to say the fuel is spell slots. I have no idea how this works. You know,
how fast and how long can we go with the spell slots I dumped? That's 4 firsts and 3 seconds.
No one's hit an upper limit yet, so more experimentation is going to be required.
Yeah, the limit seems to be when you get tired. And even then, if you get tired and you get up and someone else sits in the chair and then get out, you can still sit back in the chair and keep going.
Once per day.
Okay. Well,
like if you don't take a long rest and it's the next day and you haven't gotten any of your spell slots back, if you sit in that chair, nothing's going to happen. It needs to be able to pull your spell slots out.
Well, that is not the experience that I've had.
Oh, you haven't had that experience yet.
I have multiple times.
Well, you haven't gone over a day and then not gotten a long rest and then gotten out of the chair and gone back in again.
Oh, okay.
That's what I just said.
It's within a 24-hour period.
Yeah, within a 24-hour period, you can do
within
it.
Okay. Within a 24-hour period. That was the context that I was like.
Yes.
So I have sat several times.
I have gotten out of the chair, let somebody else sit in it, and then gotten back in the chair, and it still worked.
Yeah, because it hadn't been that long.
But it hadn't been 24 hours.
I sat in this chair at 3 p.m. I can do this for the next 24 hours.
There are actually very detailed charts for how much maneuverability you can get depending on what spell level you are and how long you can pilot it. And I am going to ignore all of them because I can't be bothered to do math starting at 8:30 at night on a Monday.
And this is something that Crash and I discussed last week. But you sit in the chair at 3 p.m., you can keep going until 2:59 p.m. the next day.
Yep.
But it's you can do that in the same sense that, strictly speaking, if you get in the driver's seat of a car at 3 p.m., you can keep driving until 2:59 p.m. the next day.
But it's not a smart idea.
It's not a good idea. You're going to get tired.
You've already hit an asteroid, and granted, none of you was the one at the helm at the time, but you've already run into an asteroid in the vastness of space, in a spot that had already been cleared out of most asteroids by a moon.
Mm-hmm.
Might I suggest we do maybe
8-hour shifts?
I was going to actually say 12-hour shifts.
All right.
Because that would at least be the point of only two of us at a time potentially have no spell slots.
And you also have Junior can also pilot it. Yeah. JR does have spell-like abilities.
That many spell slots anyway.
I figure Junior, Neri, and whoever wants to can trade off. Because Neri, I mean, frankly, I hate to say it, but Chris is pretty much right that Neri's spell slots right now aren't really good for a whole lot. And
well, I also have Wild Shape I can fall back onto, so I can still be effective without my spell slots.
Yeah, and Neri
when it
just
comes to like healing and stuff, I can do all of it through my staff.
Neri just has,
and I can make turrets.
You can.
Which you did.
We're a bunch of spellcasters who don't need our spell slots.
I mean, without my spell slots, I can only make one turret. Here's a note. Chroma has not made any artillerist turrets yet, as far as I know.
I am here for this content when it happens. But moving on, Zenosha, you get a second message from Cogbucket, Senior, I guess. What does it mean with naming character Senior? Whatever. Friend Zenosha, your prior warning about the moon disappearing allowed us to witness it happening. It did not disappear. It went through something. Look for a very large wall.
Okay. Zax?
Mm-hmm.
Or Dax?
Yeah, see.
Yep, wrong one.
Sorry.
Okay.
The go-fast plan is a no-go. Because now Cogbucket's saying there's a giant wall in front of us that the moon went through.
And okay.
I would like to not crash into a giant wall.
So, no to the punching it. Got it.
But what if to go through it, you have to go?
Yeah, the moon went through it.
Well, maybe there's a big hole in the wall for you to go through.
Though, to be fair, a moon moving fast can go through most things, and I can't say the same for us.
Well, then we'll go through the hole that it made.
Not with that attitude.
You know?
Dax has inspiration.
I mean,
Dax has inspiration.
But the attitude you do it with doesn't really matter. If you go splat, you go splat.
I'm going to assume that you're still traveling forward this entire time.
Yeah, not punching it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to stop?
I'm going to head over to the Crystal Eyes and just start looking out. I don't know. Everyone keep an eye out for a giant wall.
I dropped the speed by about 50% of what we were going.
I have an amazing idea that might be really, really stupid.
Well, let's hear it.
This is the campaign for that.
Totally, let's fire the trebuchet.
At what?
You have a ballista, I believe.
The space? We fire at the darkness.
Forward.
Aim for Isaac and I.
And keep an eye on the projectile. And if the projectile hits something, then we stop before that.
Now,
that's
question,
a great idea.
Do we have a limited number of projectiles?
No.
Yeah, somehow Fiddle Punch turned it into a repeating ballista.
There is an upper limit, but you have a lot of them.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. If you run out, then you have other things to worry about.
So, Chroma, why don't you and I go up and fire the ballista straight ahead?
Excellent. I like this plan.
So, Dax, you are at the helm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you are aware of the ship. Like, you're aware of the mushroom farms in the cargo hold and what the fertilizer is for the mushroom farm. You are aware of the various appendages of this dragonfly. You're aware of their positioning. You're aware of where the wings are. You're aware of the horns that were put on the front of the dragonfly to make it kind of koboldish. And you're very much aware that two of your crew members are going up to the airlock and opening it.
I should just stop them. They're opening the airlock.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
The airlock doesn't actually lock the air in. Don't worry.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
It opens with a pop, and everyone is still breathing fine, except maybe for you, Dax, because canonically you've chosen another
hyperventilating superly hard, super hard.
Oh, no.
Give me a perception check.
Who?
Dax. Only Dax, because he's the only one in position that would actually be able to sense this. Okay, yeah, you see no reason to not hyperventilate. That's a 9.
Okay.
This isn't actually what locks the air in. We can go out. It's fine.
We had an entire fight on the deck.
Right, we fought an asteroid monster that ate me. Uh-huh. We're all still here.
Give me a dexterity check.
Who?
Just Dax. Just the pilot.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, no.
I'm going to use my advantage on that. I'm going to use my...
Okay.
Oh, no.
Use your inspiration.
That's a 4.
Oh, how, my.
But what can we turn it into? A 12. Okay. I will say that as you hyperventilate, the ship is wobbling.
How much damage do I take?
No one takes any damage. But the ship, because someone wisely spent their inspiration, but as Dax is hyperventilating, the ship is definitely not necessarily moving in a straight line anymore.
So because y'all made me panic, the ship is feeling it.
Oh no. Dax,
buddy, would you like me to take over? You need to take a long. You need to lie down a little bit.
I got this.
Huh? Oh, I don't know if he's got this. Yeah.
Get out on deck and close the door.
Were you raised in a barn? Actually, two of you may have been, because you might have been raised on Zeely's farm.
Mapus.
That I like the choices I made for Dax.
Well, let's face it. It's more Zeely's farm than Meepo's now, because Meepo went to Faerun.
Right.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Dax, I just want you to remember, this ship has gravity. The air sticks to it. Okay?
Right, it's as airtight as a planet.
May I roll a wisdom save to attempt to contain my...
You may definitely roll a wisdom save to attempt to contain the attribute that you have self-imposed upon yourself, yes. I am here for this content. A 15. I would say that with the help of your friends giving this advice, you're able to use logic to beat down that animalistic part of your brain.
He gets by with a little help from his friends.
He does.
He might even survive with a little help from his friends. And the ship starts to... It's still wobbling a little bit, but if you're not thinking about it, you barely notice. The people on the top deck have more reason to worry than the person piloting the ship right now. But you've been in space for a day and a half. You've got your space legs, I guess.
Oh, God.
That's a thing now? Because I made
it up. That's a thing now!
Why not?
There's a little bit of fertilizer on the ground in the world, by the way.
Huh?
I just said to you, I love how excited you get about everything.
Thank you.
Okay. So your plan is to fire the ballista at the darkness.
Yep. We're going to attack the darkness.
I will not require an attack roll because the darkness is larger than anything else you have ever encountered in your entire short lives. There are beings of untold centuries in age who have not seen anything larger than the darkness that you are currently hitting.
Definitely gargantuan, then.
Yes, beyond. If there was a size level above gargantuan, this would be it. So you fire a ballista bolt off into the darkness, and you see it for the briefest of moments before it has gotten too small for your perception to pick it up.
I think maybe I didn't think this part through. New plan. We do that again, but we get the spyglass.
Does the ship have, comm systems for, the ship itself? Can we talk to each other from different parts?
If you yell loud enough, everyone in the ship can hear you. It's not that big. Think of it like a small house in regards to the livable area.
It's the Delta Flyer. We can hear each other.
I'll pull out the spyglass and keep an eye out while Chroma fires another shot.
In my head, Neri puts one foot up on something that's like a railing that's slightly higher than the ground as she positions the spyglass.
Neri definitely goes over the back of chairs to sit down.
I got that reference. So it doesn't require a roll to fire the ballista. Chroma might enjoy firing the ballista more than the average kobold. But I will require a perception check from Neri at disadvantage to track a small ballista bolt going off into
it's
the dark bathroom.
I can make it glow.
Okay. If you make it glow, that negates the disadvantage. You just straight up rolling.
Okay, I use magical tinkering to make it glow.
And that's a 26. You definitely see the ballista bolt fly off into the darkness, and it immediately gets a lot smaller, but you can still see a luminescence as it goes further and further and further away, and the point of light gets smaller and smaller and smaller, even to the spyglass. And then, at some point off in the distance, there's a small... Okay, so I'm trying to describe a visual element with a sound.
Swoop.
It's more of a... The light spreads out a little bit and then fades away.
Does my magical tinkering effect end?
Does it end when the item it's used on is destroyed?
Presumably.
Well, that is what happened.
All right. I'll duck back down into the main cabin and...
That seems bad.
Let Dax know how far the boulder went before it was destroyed.
Well, it was a ballista bolt, but yes.
How far did it go?
I figured it was a rock, but...
No, no, those were all given to someone who had a ghost costume with too many holes in it. He wasn't happy about it. Go ahead and give me...
Yeah, but we were.
I will ask you for a survival check, because I would argue that measuring distance is a survival trait.
Can I roll that?
Yes, specifically, I would want you to roll it. Okay, I would say a 17 is good enough. So you're able to give a decent guesstimate of how far you have to go before something that will smash ballista bolts might be there. It's measured in miles, by the way.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
So how many miles away, sir?
It's maybe about 200 miles.
I will try and stop the ship, but within about maybe 25 miles of it.
Give me a dexterity check.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Can I assist in any way?
Summon the spirit of Sox or Vex to your aid.
Hold on. Damn my initiative.
Okay.
16.
I would say a 16 is sufficient.
Someone remind me to take guidance later.
Remember to take guidance later. So as you approach, you really only get a sense for this thing in front of you because of your interaction with the helm. The rest of the kobolds are just like, okay, so we're going to come up against something soon. And you're like, it's right there. It is an apparently flat, featureless, black wall of something. It goes off up, down, left, and right in every direction in that flat plane, as far as you can sense.
We've reached the end of the zone.
Yep.
You have reached the end of the dimension. Please turn around and go back to the first website.
We're not in a train. We can't have reached to the end of the zone.
Stane, once we hit the end of the zone, we'll hit the loading screen and move to the next.
Right.
So, okay. Question.
So, go ahead.
And this is a curiosity question that popped in my head. So you found some loot inside the asteroid. Who kept it?
Me!
And I don't mean the parasite.
I handed the little box to Chroma.
Right, so that I could figure out what to do with it.
Right.
Okay, Chroma, where is
by
it?
By the way, I don't know. I cast Identify.
You did cast Identify?
I will cast Identify.
Okay, but you said you don't know where you put it.
What do you mean I don't know where I put it?
You said you don't know when I asked where is it.
Oh, I thought you said, what does... I thought you said what?
No.
Confused me immensely
it's okay.
Because I hadn't gotten the message.
They begin with the same letter. I gotcha. But in this case, I was asking, where did you put this thing?
In a pocket.
Okay, your that pocket feels sense. Warm.
Neat.
Like, it's starting to get uncomfortably warm.
So
also, Nate, I take it out and look at it.
It doesn't look any different.
How fast do we think the moon was moving when it went through this thing?
Lots?
Slightly slower than
we were moving.
Speed.
You both spoke at the same time there.
We're talking hundreds of miles per hour, which is actually kind of slow for a moon, all things considered, but not for moving under its own power.
Slower than the average moon? But faster than most other things.
How fast compared to how fast we were moving, do you think?
Well,
slower than us
doing
math, we were catching up to it.
Exactly. Without doing math, because again, late at night, on a school night, it was moving away from Circulus for a month, and you almost caught up to it in 2 days.
Wow, we're fast.
You're also small and highly maneuverable.
So it doesn't seem to be an issue of speed to get through whatever this is.
Let's fire another ballista bolt, but this time without the magic on it. Just regular, standard ballista bolt.
All right. Let's do it. I attacked the darkness again.
Thwack. You have one less ballista bolt.
Hmm.
It's about the equivalent of shooting a ballista bolt at a stone wall.
Chroma, can you throw something at it just with your hand?
Sure.
But so the ballista bolt just breaks.
Yes.
Light this one up so we can track it.
Didn't break.
True.
Okay. So Chroma reaches into her bag and pulls out
a Molotov cocktail.
No, that's a different problem.
I mean, it would let you track it, to be sure.
Bortles!
A spool of copper wire.
I was so sad when The Good Place ended. I cried so much through that episode.
Me too.
It was a good episode.
And Chroma sort of tosses the spool of copper wire at the wall of nothing.
Okay.
That we're still 25 miles away from?
Yes, so you're going to have lunch inertia before you watch it.
Let's pull somewhat closer to it.
I will attempt to get within maybe about 5 miles of it.
25 yards of it.
Okay. I'll attempt to get within like 50 yards of it.
Okay.
And I'm assuming you're going at a much smaller speed.
16!
Okay, God, 16, yes. Fantastic. Since you're going at a slower speed, I'm not going to require any more dexterity checks to see how well you can do it until you start getting like within meters instead of miles. So with a 16, the cube is feeling warmer. It's not like it's not burning you, but it's not your first choice for something you'd want to hold in an unprotected hand.
Oh, I think I know what this is. Even without casting Identify on it. I think we're getting warmer. But I'm going to cast literally Identify on it.
So if only Gox or Sox or Daldane or Zili was here, they would have a slightly different reaction to featureless cubes found at random.
Yes. Yes, we would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what happened last time we found a featureless cube.
Zili was inside it.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's a different featureless cube, yeah.
No, I was thinking of the one
when you were babysitting.
That's how we met Tim.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You went to the Feywild.
Right.
So what was that?
No, we went to the Shadowfell.
And made a zombie friend.
Shadowfell, Feywild, they're both mirror images of the material plane where bad things happen.
By the way, in my head canon, Daldane still maintains a friendship with Tim.
I mean, that's valid.
Goes out of her way to like have tea with Tim once a month.
Aww.
I will say that Tim is not disclosing his new location, but he made a point of letting Daldane know where that was.
One moment. Let me see how it works when artificers cast ritual spells, because I prepare spells like cleric would. Let's see. Ritual casting. Yep, I can cast it as a ritual spell if I have it prepared.
Okay.
So I will sit down for 11 minutes or until something interrupts me.
Okay. So a few things happen. First of all, as you move the ship closer, you pass the spool of copper wire, and then you stop and it passes you again because it was traveling at the speed that Chroma threw it at. Dax,
maybe
I will allow you to decide if you're amused or not.
Say that again? You'll allow me to?
I will allow you to decide if you're amused by that or not, that basically you outpace something that Chroma threw in front of the ship, and then it passed you again.
Not expect it.
Just watch it go by in slow motion, in theory. And then Chroma finishes her casting of Identify, and you are aware that this cube is not a cube. Mm. And there's this one guy with pins all over his head that wants to show you some wonderful things. But no, that's a different
cube. Don't you dare.
Well, this cube is not a cube. It's what you can see. The cube portion is the part of this thing that exists in the three dimensions that you can perceive. There's a lot more to it that exist in other dimensions. Similar to how, like, if you took a piece of yarn on a needle and you pushed it through a piece of paper, to the paper's perspective, there's a circle. It doesn't matter if there's a whole skein of yarn next to the paper. That's also part of the yarn. And this thing's main purpose involves portals.
It's a transwarp conduit. It's a transwarp coil.
That's what I thought!
It's a bloody handheld transwarp coil.
Okay,
and Zenosha has inspiration. Because Cindy knows what she did.
Space.
Yes, my friend, we are in space.
Space. We're in space. 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 Space.
Okay. So this cube in the hands of someone who knows what they're doing, or perhaps a baby-winged kobold that has no idea what they're doing, could possibly be used to travel to other planes of reality. It might also have other uses of a more immediate nature in regards to opening doors.
I found the key!
Are you still Do you know how to use it?
Probably.
I am the key master. Are you the gatekeeper?
See, saying probably is not filling me with a lot of confidence.
I mean, well, it's a magic item. I'm an artificer. And also being an artificer, I can never say definitely about anything. It's in the rules.
Why don't you use it and then we'll try and throw something through the wall?
Your sense is that you need to be closer to get it to work.
We need to get closer. We need to get closer.
I take it within 50 yards. Slowly.
It starts to glow slightly.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Everyone's going to be really pissed off when you get within 10 yards and it explodes. I mean, what? Hi. Hi. Nothing. You heard nothing.
Before we do anything else, hey, JR.
JR waves.
Can you send another message to Cogbucket?
JR shakes their head no.
All right. Let's stop here and rest for a little while. Let's rest for a little while.
You mean like for 8 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been playing for about an hour. What do you say that while all of your characters rest for 8, we rest for 5 minutes?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to press some buttons. We'll be right back. Kobolds in space! I'm going to keep doing that. It's not getting old yet.
Who have pressed the record button?
No. If I press the record button, it stops the recording. It'll stop. That's my secret cap. I'm always recording. If we're live, we're recording.
Okay.
Yes, I can always cut things out. Yeah, I can't add them back in.
You say that, but
if I remember to press the record button at the beginning, I don't press it again until I've said goodnight. I've just said goodnight. I'm going to press it. No.
Uh-oh. Yes.
So where we left off, you were inching your way closer and closer to a featureless black wall. You're now close enough that I would say that people who aren't one with the ship can also make out this black wall, because the phosphorescent moss inside your ship is producing just enough light that you can see this wall.
I hold up the cube.
As you hold the cube up and you continue to inch closer, a circle appears. And it gets larger, and it gets larger. And as you continue to inch closer, and Dax, let me know if you at any point stop moving closer.
I stop when we get to about, I said I was going to go 50 yards, so when we get to about there.
Okay. When you get to about 50 yards, it looks like this circle has gotten just large enough that its diameter is, if you drew a circle around the ship that you're in, would be a similar size. And
yes,
it's not just a circle on the wall. It is a hole in the wall. There is a thickness to the wall. You can see it from where you are. And on the other side of it is this swirling, glowing mist that seems to be flowing off into the distance.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
All right, so there's a big hole in the wall.
Can I just take them now?
I bet that's the flow. The lieutenant commander was mentioning it.
And Philip Hunt said don't use gunpowder in it.
Right, oh, I remember.
Right.
I won't.
I believe what he was really adamant was about was nothing that can combust.
No fire. Got it.
I take a Zen.
Okay. Which is technically taking you out, but never mind about that. So you go through, and as soon as you do, I would like Dax to make a religion check.
Oh, no.
A religion check? Okay.
A religion. Well, you're the cleric.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't understand it. Why is religion intellect? It makes no sense.
Okay.
Because it used to be knowledge religion.
Oh.
And the knowledge stats were all intellect-based.
I'm just watching this GIF that Ellie posted for reasons.
Yeah, me too.
I feel bad. I feel bad for watching this. It's not even, like, unsafe for work. It's just...
No, it's just...
Funny.
It's like a huge portion of my teaching career.
Can relate.
Okay. So, Dax, you notice absolutely nothing. You don't even know that you needed to make a religion check. No one else needs to worry about any of it. You're all fine. Everything's fine. We're fine. How are you? I already made that joke.
Oh, I get what... Okay, the player figured it out.
Yes. we can discuss it later. That's table talk. Okay, so you go through, and the first thing you notice as you go through, and this does not require a roll, is... As you go into this mist that's on the other side, your speed increases. Like, you have to fight to slow yourself down. It's like putting a boat in a raging river. The river is going to tell you which way you're going. You don't really have a choice in the matter. Now, you can still move the ship around. You know you still have control over it, but there's a lot of outside force pushing it in one particular direction.
I wonder if it's always like this or if it's because the moon's going that way.
By the way, the portal behind you closed up as soon as you were pulled away from it.
Oh,
that's not good.
As you continue in the flow and get pulled further and further away from this black featureless wall.
We're stuck out here now, huh?
You start to get
some sense of perspective. And I don't know if we'll ever get back. Oh my gosh, this is the most exciting thing I've ever done.
So what did we know, Siren?
Yeah, what?
So you are moving at speeds that... now, Dax, you did try punching it before. Not today, but you have tried punching it before. You have a good sense for how fast you can get the ship to move. You're moving faster than that, and you barely have to try. And you are moving at... Yes, these are wonderful GIFs. I appreciate them. Thank you for this content. I value you as a friend and co-player, Ellie. You are incredible. You start to get a sense for what you just came through. Because when you were up close, it just looked like a wall. But when you're on the planet's surface, the ground looks flat. Take that information and put two and two together for what you see as you move away. It is a giant, almost impossibly large, can't be impossible because it's there, you can see it, sphere, larger than anything you've ever seen before. And it is floating in the middle of this phlogiston.
Wow.
As you move further and further away from it.
So everyone remember, we parked in a big giant orb.
Right.
Right. Big giant orb.
It's definitely not the moon.
No, it's... I think the moon goes inside it.
Huh.
That's not
well,
a moon.
It did.
That's
okay,
no moon.
So
this is a moon.
I see you played Knifey Moony before.
So what's the plan?
Can we see the moon again?
You're going to have to look for it.
I'll look.
I will assist with the looking.
Okay, then make that roll at advantage.
Got a 23.
Wow.
Okay, so with a 23, you can see the moon is much further away than when it first went out of view. Now, part of that might be because you waited 8 hours before you tried to go through. Like, we're almost there. Let's take a nap. No, it's fine. It's a tortoise. We can catch up.
Okay, so we're going to punch it now, right? I mean, go past, not punch the moon.
It's also moving at considerably faster speed than when you saw it before.
Dex.
I punch it.
How you doing okay. In the chair?
Get me a coffee.
Do we have coffee?
Well, it's actually ground up mushrooms, Zenosha.
We have mushrooms.
Dax would not leave that planet without a supply of coffee. I'm telling you this right now.
It's also been 2 days, and it's been a rough 2 days. So how much of that coffee has you already drunk?
Did we bring alcohol? Because we would have substituted, depending on how rough the day was.
I don't think we want drunk kobolds. I think that's the last thing we want.
Zenosha's
cool kobolds don't drink and drive.
Yeah, there's that. Also, Zenosha's in charge of provisions.
Zenosha's what?
In charge of provisions.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
I would focus on what I was able to grow, because that's the idea. Renewable.
Exactly. It's the circle of life. Beans. Just a very small circle. Mushrooms can grow much faster than coffee beans. Although at the right level, with the right spells, Zenosha can speed some things up. Actually, I think, isn't plant growth a cantrip?
Maybe.
Is it?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I'm looking. Plant growth as a third level spell.
Okay, well, never mind. Okay, so you punch it, and the moon is still going faster than you.
Do we have any way of, like, I don't know, talking to whoever's driving the moon?
Sending is a third level spell.
We can throw a tin can attached to a string until it gets taut.
I don't know if we have that much string.
You outpaced a spool of copper wire, so throwing it might not help.
We can start ballisting it.
No!
That's probably going to... I don't think that's a good plan.
I never said it was a good plan.
This is true. Yeah, that's true. We, like, blink lights at it or something to get its attention. I don't know how
it's
this works.
Very it's very far away. I don't think we have lights in that big.
I don't think you have many light sources. One, you all have dark vision, so you don't need much light. And two, the main light source you have available to you is a phosphorescent moss that's mostly growing on the inside of the ship.
Yeah, blink okay, that's them. Not going to work.
Pull over the fire in one of your craters. Pull over.
Take the pistol
I mean,
from
how far? How far? How...
Do not. I am not giving you this pistol.
How much faster do they seem to be going? Are we, like, drastically getting away from us? Or is it slow and gradual? Are we keeping relative?
Well, thinking relatively, it appears to be slowly gaining on you. However, when you think about the fact that it's a moon, seeing it move at all, seeing it gain at all, means it is going a lot faster than you.
Oh,
getting out and pushing would not help.
Going on.
So here's a question. Why are we chasing it?
Because we're supposed to
bring it back. Get it back?
Yeah, but so what?
You're going to have to explain where you're going.
Yeah, you realize how much the moon affects the planet's surface, right? And it not being there being a bad thing.
Yeah, but...
The Circle of Tales told us to get the moon back. And part of the reason they said that was because if someone uses divination to figure out whose fault it is, our faces might come up, which might mean the other races take it out on the kobolds.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Which would be Abandoned Planet 2.0.
That's a fair cop.
Yeah,
As a point, though, we do at least have somewhere we could go.
More than one location, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
We have a lot of friends. How long has Dax been in the chair?
Well, technically speaking, you did stop and take a long rest. So this is the second time Dax has used up all his spell slots, but he hasn't been in the chair very long the second time.
Well, I thought I could redo it. I thought I could continue to do it. For a 24-hour period.
Every time you sit in the chair, if you have spell slots, they go away.
Oh.
Right, okay.
I wonder if more than one of us could put our spell slots in to fuel it more to go faster, even if only one of us pile.
Give me an
Arcana?
Intelligence check.
Okay, just a straight intelligence check.
Yes.
21.
What's with all of these above 20 rolls? I mean, these are for stats that aren't even augmented by magical items. I mean, I'm not complaining. I just find it very interesting.
We're making up for the perception rolls from last session.
I mean, yes, that's valid. Bad. That is very valid. Those were some
I have an intelligence of 18.
I mean, that also helps. It's only a plus four, but you rolled a 17.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do recall during the first moon fiasco, there were instances of one person getting out of the chair and another person sitting in while it was functioning, and more spell slots were used up, but it didn't seem to increase the speed when that was done.
Does it, like, okay, I don't have spell slots, so I don't know how this works, but can it go faster if it eats certain kinds of spell slots as opposed to others?
I think the higher the slot,
I think it will go faster if it eats more powerful spell slots.
So if I had third level,
that Mind Flayer is a powerful spellcaster. Like,
yeah, they are
way more than us.
Like, we should have instantly been destroyed with the Mind Flayer's Omni Loop.
All right,
okay. It decided your lives were inconsequential. Its exact quote was inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you were able to survive the encounter. It didn't really care.
Does rage count as spell slots?
No.
You haven't had enough bacon yet.
No, I'm pretty sure rage is the opposite of spell slots.
Okay.
That's an out-of-context quote.
Yeah, it probably is.
So, the Adventure Zone's current campaign, one of the characters is a barbarian who flunked out of a knight school, Clyde Knight's knight school, to be precise, because he manifested magic. The subclass and the feats that he picked as a human have him cast spells, and every time he rages, he rolls on a table for a random magical effect.
That is really cool.
Yeah, the last time they had combat, he teleported every round to somewhere within, like, 30 feet. Where he was standing. I forget the exact distance. Like, every turn, he could just be somewhere else.
Nightcrawler.
He didn't play it off as that cool. But for that character, that made total sense.
I hesitate to ask this question.
Oh, those are always the best questions. Mm-hmm. Imagine me resting my head on my hands with a great big smile on my face.
Oh, no. This is out of character. I deeply hesitate to ask this question.
Oh, my. Okay.
Okay.
But I feel like we're kind of talking in circles. Is there something we can roll to get a hint?
That is a good question. I would say, see, the skills that are available in 5th edition are not necessarily the same as the skills that are available in previous editions. They truncated a lot of stuff. So I end up having people roll the same skill set over and over again because it's still the best one that fits, but for different reasons. And there tends to be a flavor of the session.
Yeah.
And in this case, the flavor of the session is survival.
Well, Neri is perfectly happy to roll a survival check, but
I could probably do that as well. You might be better than me.
I'll assist.
I was about to say I'm proficient in survival, but I'm not. Zeely was, and I think Bryn is, but Chroma isn't.
And I also roll a few more survival explosions. Check.
But I'm waiting for Crash's input.
I said roll survival.
Okay.
May I also roll?
I'll allow it.
I'll assist one of you.
Yeah, if those don't work, I'll try.
Dax, you don't have a clue, unfortunately, with an 8.
Okay.
You're like, I'm punching it. I'm trying to punch it more. I have put the metal down to the pedal, and then I found out I should be doing it the other way around, and that's not doing it either. Ellie got a 17. Sorry, there is no Ellie, only Neri. And it's like that one time where you were on a boat, and the wind was going in just the right direction, so they opened the sail up, and the boat went so fast that you fell over.
And T-Pain was there.
You were on a boat, yes.
I was on a boat.
Yes.
On the deep blue sea.
So, actually, it's not blue. It's more of a psychedelic. It's the color of out of space, which is a little unnerving when you think about that. But this phlogiston, this flow that you're in, is what's pushing you forward. It's pushing the moon because there's more of the moon to push. You are in a ship that is literally made to look like a dragonfly. It has wings. The wings are sticking out of the flow right now.
Oh. Dex, let me get in the seat.
Dive.
Okay. I get out of the seat.
I get in the seat.
Your spell slots go poof.
My spell slots go poof, and I angle the wings into the flow.
Dexterity checks for everyone not sitting down.
Oh, boy. Okay. I've rolled an 18. Dexterity.
You're fine.
Check or save.
Save.
Oh, I don't know the difference. Save? Okay.
Save. If it's a save, you have a chance to have a higher roll.
Why did I ask?
Am I the same as well?
Nat 20!
Good job.
Oh, poor Alice. Her birds can't fall asleep because she keeps cackling.
Oh, poor babies.
Well, okay, so not poor Alice. She's enjoying herself. Her poor birds.
Yeah.
I am very happy that Alice is enjoying this. Yes. So... let's see. Looking at these rolls, we have a 6 from Dax, and we have a 5 from Cindy.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, Zenosha. What was that?
I said, sorry, everybody.
I'm fine.
Here's what's happening. Now, Zenosha, where were you when this was happening? I know where Dax was, because Dax was right next to the helm. But where were you?
I literally just stood up.
I'm probably near the eyes, because the last action I remember... making a big deal out of was just trying to spot the moon. So okay. I probably have moved through around the eye.
Wait, am I not?
No, you're not going
through the eye. I got really confused about where we are. I am not still at the deck. We had an 8-hour rest.
Yeah, so you're probably all below deck. In my head canon, there's going to be at least one moment where there's some evasive maneuvers and Zenosha is tending the mushroom garden and just yelling at everyone for, could you please hold the ship still?
My face is pressed up against one of the eyes.
Oh, no. No, it's not. Because when the ship gets angled down, it goes into the flow. The ship has its own gravity, so you're still being pulled to the floor like normal. That's fine. But the ship bursts forward with an unseemly amount of speed as soon as the wings are within the flow itself. So there's more surface area being pushed against. And it's like if you're at a vehicle and someone floors it, only you weren't sitting down. I mean, JR was sitting down. They're fine. They're really enjoying that chair.
Yeah, but Chroma also rolled a nat 20.
Yeah, so...
it's me that's the problem.
Well, it's you and Zenosha are both going to take a slight amount of damage because you have become reacquainted with the back wall.
Oh, no.
Of the ship's cabin.
Sorry.
But I rolled low. You take 2 points of bludgeoning damage. And you're as the initial burst of energy, because it was the acceleration that did it, as that fades, you sort of slide down the back wall of the cabin.
Ow.
Oh my gosh.
You can kind of sort of see through the flow. It's not opaque. It's more like a fog.
Maybe... warning next time.
This is wonderful.
Chroma, don't shoot anything.
People keep saying that.
I mean it.
I know.
Zenosha, you're thinking of a few mushrooms that you may or may not have eaten in the past. You see some wisps of flow going past you in the cabin.
Oh, dear. Is anyone else seeing this?
Am I?
Am I?
Yes.
I probably am.
Oh, dear.
Is this bad or good that the space is in here, too?
I have no idea.
It's not bad. It is normal.
Can I just say, stepping aside from the game briefly to do just a brief moment of table talk, I love that the weirdest, most surreal moments of this game are when I do things right out of the Spelljammer rulebook. Like, this isn't out of Crash's weird head where he had this idea of something when he was half awake this morning driving to work. No, this is what happens. Nothing contains the flow except for the crystal sphere.
Yeah, assuming gravity will stay the same. Will gravity stay the same regardless of how the ship rocks back and forth, based on my experience?
Inertia is an issue, but the gravity remains unchanged. The only problem you're going to ever have with gravity is if the ship breaks into pieces that are too small, which then you've got other things to worry about, or if you get too close to something that has more gravity.
Then I'm going to do a barrel roll and increase to max speed.
An anthropomorphic fox flies past you.
This is great.
I'm going to sit in a chair.
Yeah, Doc finds a chair and just doesn't move.
I'll put the seatbelts on. I will probably frustratingly manifest new seatbelts to put on.
When the seatbelt is attached, I just continually cast Mending just to make sure it doesn't.
Zenosha pulls out 50 feet of rope.
I'm probably fine with it based on my last dexterity check or whatever.
Whilst the casting is going on, there's some slight hyperventilation.
I need to put handholds on the front of the...
JR stands up.
I look at JR to see what he's going to do.
He starts pacing the cabin.
Or they are going to...
Sorry,
JR, are you doing all right?
They half wave and then stop, sort of half shake their head no, then stop.
Do you need help with something?
They don't give a committal answer.
Are the colors freaking you out? Because I can see where that would happen.
They assume a pensive pose for a little bit and then shake their head no.
Is everything freaking you out? Because it's freaking me out.
They shake their head no.
Neri is 100% committed to catching up with the moon. So anyone who needs her attention needs to say her name.
Okay.
There aren't any stars visible in the flow, but you imagine pinpoints of light going past you so fast that they appear to be lines. Almost like an old screensaver from the 90s.
Yeah.
Or perhaps 10 forward.
Woo, 10 forward!
Guinan is serving drinks.
We need a Guinan.
Unfortunately, it's all synthahol, so Dax will remain disappointed.
Dax is always disappointed.
So, JR, did you get like a sending that's bugging you?
They shake their head no and actually hang their head at that.
Oh.
Is something wrong with your receiving?
Their answer is noncommittal. They're confused by this, so they don't know how to answer.
Do you want a hug?
There's a hesitation and then a very slow nod.
Aww. Chroma hugs them.
I rolled an 8 on a con save. They fall over.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Well, you're a kobold. It's medium sized. You have a very low center of gravity. It does not.
Oh.
Speaking as a teacher who teaches kindergarten classes, I have experienced this. It's far worse when there's a mob mentality going on. If you never get hugged by one kindergartner.
Kindergartners have pack tactics.
They do. They do.
Yes, I have experienced that.
I need to pass this on to the rest of the group. Alice is asking in chat, is Zenosha the equivalent to Guinan?
You are in charge of serving provisions, or at least providing them.
You are relatively wise.
Truth.
Based off of how quickly Zenosha turned on the hippo guy, I don't think she has Guinan's patience or sympathetic ear.
Yeah, that's probably
true.
That's
fair. Yeah.
Well, Guinan is hundreds of years old. I imagine that's something that you build up over time.
True.
I mean, heck, she was friends with Mark Twain. Or is that a spoiler?
I have
yet. Mild spoiler for a single episode.
From decades ago, but yes.
Right, yeah. And I don't care about spoilers anyway.
I was going to say, can something from decades ago be considered spoilable?
Only if you haven't seen it.
I do remember some people getting upset about spoilers for Lord of the Rings.
I was going to go on a tangent. I should not go on a tangent. I will not go on a tangent.
Yeah. It's probably for the best. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a dirty 20 from Neri because Ellie is deciding to move the plot forward and saving us all. Thank you. I have already said once tonight that Ellie is a valued friend, and you're just reinforcing this. You're doubling down on our friendship. Thank you. So, JR, with a 20, I've got to reveal something, but the question is, how do I reveal this in a way that Neri would comprehend? Because Neri's background is different enough from JR's that certain insights wouldn't be there.
Yeah, no kidding.
And more so than other members of the party. So they hesitated a bit when the comment was made about, did you receive a sending? And they seemed more upset that they hadn't gotten one. Like, there's communication that's blocked off.
Oh.
I'll throttle down.
You throttle down and you're still going at incredibly, impossibly fast speeds.
Yeah, but...
Like, if you let off the throttle altogether... The flow is pushing you at incredibly fast
speeds. The flow is, right, right. Yeah, that was the impression that I got.
If you take the ship out of the flow, that will slow you down.
Yeah, I would have. Okay. Yeah, that was the impression that I got.
Yeah.
JR, are you still in contact with Circulus?
Head check, no.
Well, that's okay. I mean, we've got a job to do. And we're going to go on an adventure and get into our own trouble.
JR, you're your own person. You've got our support. We understand you, and we're going to back your decisions.
Right.
Let's rock and roll, okay?
JR gives you a hug.
Aww.
Aww.
They learned it from watching right. Chroma.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Get a good grip.
So Cogbucket is not much of a hugger. So JR did not learn that from Cogbucket.
Yeah.
Aww.
He's more of a, there are small lizard beings hiding inside my chassis type of person than a hugger.
Oh, yeah. Cogbucket with baby cobalt. Yeah.
Yes.
JR, grab the chair.
JR grabs the chair.
Let's rock and roll.
JR full rocks back ahead. And forth. JR has not sat in the chair. JR literally grabbed the chair.
Yeah.
Which chair did he grab? That's... They grab.
The helm.
The helm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But JR is not that obtuse, but.
Okay. Just wondering.
They weren't born yesterday, but they were born within the past week.
Yeah. They're trying.
Hands forward. Eyes open. Full speed ahead.
JR looks over at Dax.
Still slightly hyperventilating.
JR gets out of the chair and goes over to Dax and puts a hand on Dax's shoulder.
Oh.
Dax puts a hand on JR's hand.
Question for Dax. Now, you are a follower of Melora, right?
Yes.
Do you have any visible symbolism for Melora?
Yes. On the staff that Kendrick gave Dax, there's a carving of Melora's symbol on it.
JR taps the symbol and looks at you.
Potential that it's 3:30 in the morning and my brain's not working? I don't get it.
It's valid because the last time I told you to do a religion check, you got less than 5. I will allow you to roll another religion check. And if you roll high enough, I get to explain. And I'm really hoping you roll high because you see, people.
So am I, because it is so apologized. Hard not to say anything when my That's character like, doesn't I... know.
Don't Plus make one. Me roll religion check.
Oh, no.
I'm going to allow anyone else to make a religion check to figure this out.
Thank you.
I vote that whoever 15. Rolls.
This was almost going to be like trying to find the moon last week. Okay, so Chroma,
I was going to say.
You were going to say.
I was going to say whoever rolls, because of JR, gets to roll an advantage because JR is lending them is assisting.
Guidance is a cantrip. JR was given the ability to cast cantrips.
Yeah.
So that there is also go. A possibility. But in this case, JR hasn't thought about, maybe I should cast guidance because they're not getting this.
And anyway, Chroma rolled a 15.
Okay, so yeah. Chroma, you know that Cogbucket is a cleric.
Uh-huh.
A cleric
And that
of...
Cogbucket made... Cogbucket JR also able to do cleric things.
Yes. And once you left the crystal sphere, JR got very upset and they couldn't quite explain why. And not just because they literally cannot talk. Oh. They're motioning to Dax's symbol of Dax's and looking at Dax.
I've known what's going on, but Chroma doesn't.
And Dax, in spite of your inability to roll high on religion today, I mean, you've rolled well on some other things, but religion in particular, the cleric has Boron. Sorry?
It's an intellect stat. We don't use intellect.
Yeah. There are valid reasons for why it wasn't very good, but even with the bonus not being that great, the numbers were low for the actual random part of the roll. It is what it is, and if everything was over 20, the game would not be as fun. Because chance has to be there. You don't know if it's because you rolled incredibly low on your religion checks. You don't know if it's because you're in Scotland and it's after 3 a.m. Although that second part would be very confusing for you if that was true for Dax. Yes. You have had, like, when you found your bond with Melora, it was like a breath of fresh air when you hadn't known what fresh air was before. You took to it like a fish to water, and it was fantastic. The path you tried taking before just wasn't working out, and this was so much better. And you developed a deep personal bond with Melora. It occurs to you that through all the hyperventilating and the panic and the punching it, you didn't notice. And now that it's been pointed out to you, you're still not noticing. You're not noticing Melora. You weren't always calling on Melora for spells, but there was always something in the back of your head that you knew Melora was there. You knew that Melora watched over you and the other adherents to that particular religion.
I mean, let's be honest. Since I've met Chroma, the entire point of it is Melora, don't let her blow me up.
Yes.
Oh.
And well, regardless of if that was a valid concern or not, and as the DM, there might be some validity to that. I mean, she does have a fascination totally with grenades that is totally unhealthy for a small craft.
Absolutely valid.
Yes. And Arshbeth is going like crazy in chat with the laughter. I love that. I appreciate that even though we have an audience of two, which is a 100% gain from usual, we have made both of them laugh, and I'm thrilled. But you did get a reassuring feeling from Melora, like, no, it's okay. You'll probably make the save that you have to roll, so it'll probably be okay. Some light scarring might occur, but you'll live through it. You're not getting that reassurance. The line is dead.
And the hyperventilating gets worse.
And that's where we're ending it for tonight.
Is there something wrong with your cleric stuff?
Before, Dax was saying, you all need Melora. Now Dax is thinking, I need Melora.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I need Melora.
Already it's been full circle.
Are you there, Melora? It's me, Dax. No, really. Are you there? Hello?
Neri says, we can find a planet where we can find a planet where Melora has sway, if you really want to.
Oh, he's just feeling panicking right now.
So we don't know what's going on exactly.
Yeah. And we're going to zoom out.
I rolled a decent number on my religion check. I have some idea what's going on.
Yeah,
you
might.
Oh, Dax, yeah, it's Chroma's insights that lead to Dax figuring this out.
Oh. Dax is hyperventilating like crazy, and JR can't really tell as much.
Right.
See, I didn't get to say it in character, so I didn't realize I'd said it in character.
Okay.
It's okay. JR is starting to slightly tremble because JR was thinking that it was just JR, but Dax is having the same experience, and that is freaking JR out.
Okay, now if Zax follows Bahamut because Gox, but also has a very not a lot of wisdom.
You're not a zealot barbarian.
No.
Yeah, you follow the ways of Bahamut, but you're not connected to Bahamut.
Right.
Yeah, you're like not getting Gox spell slots from Bahamut.
No. Okay, gotcha. Then if I'm just oblivious over here.
Yeah, you'd feel it.
Yeah. So here's how the spell casting works for the people who are here. Druids and rangers get their spell slots through their attunement with nature. So, and you brought nature with you. Now, granted, it's mushrooms, in questionable fertilizer, but it's nature. So you're doing okay. Barbarians don't usually have spell slots, so that character's okay too.
Right.
Artificers get their spell slots more through tinkering. And when artificers use up their spell slots to pilot a spelljammer ship, it's more like they're figuring out the mechanics of it and manipulating it to their whims. And afterwards, the idea of them not having spell slots is that they just don't have the spoons to deal with one more gear that fell out of place again on this contraption. And why don't I find better materials? I ordered adamantine gears on Amazon.com and they did not get delivered.
It's sort of a cross between using technology to forge a connection with magic and using magic to forge a connection with technology.
It is sufficiently advanced technology, which is why Chroma and Cogbucket get along so well.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
But clerics get their spells directly from the deity that they pray to. And in space, no one can hear you ask for divine intervention.
Oh, no, Melora. No spell slots.
Yes and no.
Uh-oh.
But we'll discuss this next time. Thank you all for playing. Thank you all for listening. This has been episode 7. And now And Beyond makes a bit more sense. Let's do some quick plugs. Chris has a podcast that he participates in, AzerothCTC.com. It streams fortnightly, and then you can check out the episodes in the RSS feed. Ellie runs a social media site, elic.xyz. It runs on Mastodon. So most of us have Mastodon accounts. Our Mastodon accounts are on the cast page if you go to the show notes.
I do?
Well, you were as of the start of the show. I don't know if it's gone down since then. If so, my condolences. Io's mom writes books. You can get those at elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast, bookofjen.net. The latest podcast episode is a lore corner on the various aspect angels from Diablo 3. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. Along with several illustrious patrons, including but not limited to, okay, yes, limited to, this is the exact list of people, Alice, Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric.
Wait, I'm a patron?
Apparently so.
Look, you gotta tell me these things.
I mean, you're the one who pressed the button.
I pressed buttons?
You expect her to remember things?
I thought you pressed buttons. I'm the one telling you to press the record button every week.
I mean, yes, that's valid. But in any case, it is getting late, even for those of us who are on the other side of the pond. So we're going to call it a night. Until next time, this is Crash saying...
That seems pretty arrogant. Thing.
I'm sorry, I talked about that. Is that?
Rawr. I mean, you're just going to decide to call it something?
I mean, I did. That is a thing. Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.